This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Well, a couple times a year, we do a segment or two talking about the box swifts, those migratory birds that come and go, and we're doing that again. Diana Wales from Umpqua Valley Audubon Society, thanks for coming in.
Hi, how are you?
Doing good, and the birds are back.
Well, kind of. So I felt like there should be like a breaking news thing on this. The birds are not back at the clay place.
Really?
They are not back at the chimney in Fir Grove Park. And they were earlier a couple weeks ago, and then about a week ago, they absolutely disappeared. So we've been doing kind of a scavenger hunt to figure out what's happened. They, last night, the night before, 1,500 birds going down the chimney at the courthouse.
Really?
Really?
So what, I mean, after years of this, what would cause that change?
We have no idea. So, of course, we're trying to figure it out. So we're going to be doing sort of two things happening. One is trying to figure out if something has gone sort of awry with the chimney at the clay place. And also, on the fly, changing Swift Watch just a whole bunch, because doing Swift Watch without swifts is kind of a challenge.
Come stand here and think about the birds that...
Right. Yeah. Visualize.
So,
yeah.
This is intriguing, and I'm glad you didn't tell me what was going on ahead of time, because now I'm really astounded. This has been going on for many years, and... I mean, did something change in the infrastructure of the chimney? Has anybody been in? I don't know. Can you go in there and look?
Well, that's... And we're checking with experts and all of that. So one theory, the theory that we're kind of working on right now, is that maybe there's some light source. They will not use... Okay, so they normally use blown-out trees, and we can talk about the whole, what the natural thing is. But light or air coming in at the bottom... can cause them to abandon a chimney. So we're going to be trying this week to find out if something has happened. There is a door at the bottom that is sealed or has been sealed. Maybe it got unsealed. I don't know. We're going to get together with the Art Center. We just discovered this weekend. So we're kind of doing this on the fly.
Wow.
But if people do want to see swifts, our tentative plan is that we will be handing out maps at the clay place so people can find where the swifts really are. And it's a chimney that is on the back side of the courthouse, so that for people who are familiar with that area, there's a walkway between the courthouse and the justice building. And it's sort of the entrance into the courts, entrance into the sheriff's office, that kind of thing. So on that walkway, you can see, or from that walkway, you can see the chimney very well. And it's every bit as spectacular as at the clay place, except that it's not sort of as fun as hanging out in a park.
Right. And is that an area that you can, like, access after hours?
Yeah. Yeah, you can. It's a public space. It's sort of like a sidewalk. So I don't think there's any problem with that. Since we're now broadcasting, we'll find out. Somebody may contact us and say to us. We've been out there the last couple of nights, and it's really a pretty nice area to set up chairs, but it's not it's not a place you kind of lay out a blanket and have dinner, and you don't have the whole beautiful sky to look at. You're kind of looking up between a couple of buildings.
Wow, this is pretty fascinating. Now,
yeah.
Do we know, backing up, when the Swifts started using the clay place?
People have talked about it from when they were kids, and we're talking people who are not kids, so 50, 60 years, people have used it. We've never known of it being abandoned before. Last year, there was a hawk that was picking off birds there occasionally, so is it possible the word has spread among the swifts that it was a dangerous place? I can't imagine that happening in little bird brains, but who knows? We have no idea.
Wow.
So let me put out a plea for folks. So we're also trying to check other chimneys in the community. And a lot of schools, other buildings have kind of you know, big chimneys on them that aren't necessarily as spectacular as the Clay Place one. So we've heard that maybe at Jolaine Junior High there, or Middle School, that there have been swifts. So if you live somewhere near where there's a chimney and you happen to be out around sunset, around 8 o'clock, look up in the sky. And if you see big swirls of birds, please try to figure out where they're going down and then reach out to us. We have a contact us link on the Umpqua Audubon website. Roseburg Tracker is also going to help us with trying to figure out what's happening with the birds. So it's going to be a different kind of swift watch this year. It's going to be watch everywhere and see if there are swifts.
Wow, this is fascinating. And now explain to people why the birds, why they are using these chimneys. What are they doing?
Right. So Vox's swifts migrate. They spend the summer in North America, primarily in Washington and Canada, some as far south as here, nests, having their babies. And then they spend their winters in Central and South America. So in the spring, they are migrating north and passing through here, typically in May. And then in the fall, they are migrating south, typically beginning mid-August, running through mid or late September. They, unlike a lot of birds, I mean, they're a very specialized kind of bird. They don't have the ability to perch on a branch. They also are small and vulnerable to predation. So, and they need to stay warm. So at night, they will drop into big hollow trees or big chimneys that have a rough surface, and then they'll cling to the wall, not like bats. They cling right side up, but they spend the night in there, and then they come out in the morning, spend all day flying and eating bugs and migrating. So they need a safe, warm space, and they typically are in very large groups during migration, again, for safety. And I don't know, birds tend to migrate in large groups. So now is sort of the start of the peak of the migration. And we will expect to see several thousand birds passing through our community. Friday nights, Umpqua Valley Audubon has typically, the first three Friday nights of September, which this year are the 2nd, 9th, and 16th, we have traditionally hosted a swift watch at the Clay Place in conjunction with an Umpqua Valley bird celebration that celebrates migration in general, hosted by federal and state agencies. That's all a little bit up in the air right now because we're needing to figure out where we could set up and do that kind of thing. The Swift Sisters, a couple of the Swift Sisters who are part of a very informal group, Swift Sisters and Friends now, because it's not just women, who provide Americana music, they were there last night. They think the acoustics would be great to do music in that setting. So we may be doing sort of a modified swift watch behind the courthouse in front of the Justice Building.
And this is all going to be evolving this week.
It is.
Well, we've got Diana scheduled to come in on a segment of Umpqua Valley Live on Friday. So if people listen to that, I guess you'll know
right
then what you're doing.
We hope we will know what we're doing by then.
Wow, this is a kind of intriguing situation. So again, if you have large chimneys, schools, maybe big churches or historic buildings, places like that, near where you are, and you can kind of help do a little detective work and then contact Umpqua Valley Audubon through a link off their website, and we'll see if we can get to the bottom of this.
Perfect. Thanks so much.
All right, Dinah Wales on the Morning Report. It is 8:40.